and welcome back to Idol Talk.
More
in this episode,
soon.
We do a deep dive into the group VVs.
Hey everyone,
from
I'm Chris, co-host, and
we recap the accomplishments of their
I
former group G-Friend, discuss the acquisition of Source Music
get
by
any
Hive,
of these
and react
August
to their debut and title
tour
releases.
Tickets.
Stay tuned
on,
to hear
I think they
what
go
we
on
think
sale
about
next
their
week
new
in
concept
March.
And the future of the group.
I already like pre-warned my husband. I was like, get ready for this credit card charge. Like,
hi everyone, welcome
I'm
back to
go
Idol Talk.
All out. Like
South
you have
Korean
no
pop culture, one
no,
obsession
you do not understand that
Nathan,
this is like the moment.
Hey everyone,
me.
My name is Ashley,
so,
and I just want to
yes, pray for me.
Congratulations,
please help me
to
get
NCT
these tickets.
Dream on their latest
He's doing
Japanese
like multiple.
Single.
I feel like there will
best
be.
Friend.
I hope so.
I didn't know
but
that it
there's
was
three
be a
days. There will
in
be definitely
LA. I thought it was could be a Korean single. For
well, we all know the
so
whole ordeal that Ticketmaster
I mean,
is going
very good.
Through
it's kinda like
right
a fun
now that they're
pop
finally exposed
song, so.
And
please give it a listen. Army
best friend
just
ever.
In general
best
and like
ever.
Yeah, I just. I'm
it is
afraid.
Really good.
I'm very,
it.
Very
it's
afraid.
It's better to be safe
yeah.
than sorry.
I know.
Follow all
everyone,
the steps,
it's Gabe, and
print,
I just want to call to the attention of the listeners. I recently saw a video on YouTube Shorts.
It's true.
And reminded me about why
annotate.
I loved music
annotate.
Awards.
Annotate if needed.
And it's because they are dedicated to making idols
so, yes,
sing
so
live.
True. I believe
and so the video in question is it sees
I'm ready. I renewed my Bang Army membership just for
a classic
these
hip-hop
tickets.
Song
I'm,
called Tears
I'm a little upset that
so
I did
Chun-Wi.
That they got me right when it was
like
going to
high
expire.
Note. In the song that's like really hard
whatever.
To hit and there's like
it's
compilation Yungi, videos of
yeah.
like idols struggling to sing it
I,
but she absolutely nails it in this karaoke
yeah.
and I think the
someone
most
was trying to use her to buy tickets
or the funniest thing about the video that I sent
like,
to the group was
yeah, yeah.
Mia
it was 22
sitting in the background,
now
just sitting there and like
yeah,
watching
so
silently
it.
As Yeji was just popping off with her live vocals
it was very good
and in my head I was like
okay
in my head, I was like, oh my gosh, Yeji just
right.
ended
Hello,
his
everybody.
Career.
It's Gabe, resident
because Leah's the main vocalist, right?
She is, yeah.
I think, yeah.
Formally
so,
adopting
like,
that title.
Dang. Yeji
and I just wanted to give a shout-out to Brave
cover.
Girls. It's
we need to highlight more of
I don't know if you've heard,
vocals,
but Brave
right?
Girls is finally calling
no.
it quits.
Well, with that in mind, I think
it's
good.
They released
just,
a single
I feel like Yeji's
titled
the only one
who
can actually say
and it's kind of like a slow, but
it's
that's
Ariana
the PRC day, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, it's like, I wanted a bop.
A lot to talk about today.
Well,
yeah,
it was out of character, but not out of character for me.
We are going to jump right in
yeah.
and
yeah.
talk
Did
about...
Did they release any... else?
A deep
like,
dive into
why
VVs,
they're disbanding?
Who, if you don't know, I will go ahead and start
know,
by
honestly.
Providing
I
background for
that
all of our listeners.
And released the single,
and
but
in the spirit
I
of
haven't
doing that,
really put too much.
You can't talk about VVs without
I think
talking
there just
about
was a lot of information
G-friend.
That came out.
So
of
let's
it.
Go back
like,
a couple of
just,
years, shall we, to 2015, actually, which is when G-Friend, who was the offshoot group or the not offshoot,
if
what is
wasn't
the correct
gonna
word?
For them this year, they might have fallen off. So I guess the
original
wasn't
group.
That far out?
G-Friend.
Yeah, who,
the
wait,
parent,
when did we make
the
that prediction?
Group?
Like,
on the,
not so long ago.
Where, like, they need,
so
like, a
the
really
parent
strong
group
digital year
that
this
was
year,
formed
and if they didn't, it
that
would be
was formed and
back.
Debuted in 2015
so,
that consisted of six very lovely members.
That empty last year was hard.
Eunha, Yerin, Soon, Eumji.
Well,
Yuju,
goodbye to Brave Girls.
And
goodbye to Brave Girls.
For...
They will.
So I remember
like,
when I first started thinking of, started hearing about this group.
Songs of all time,
the one thing that a lot of people
so
talked about was that
career.
They're an even numbered group.
I know.
Yeah.
And
so,
it
sure.
potentially
one
looks weird because there's not necessarily
of like
one
all
that fits
time.
The center.
Yeah.
Because you need an odd
okay.
number for that. So that always stood out to me.
Thank
like
you
there's
to
six
our
members.
For all tuning
they
in.
Do have like really interesting
we're
formations,
episode,
but it's never
and
like clear
we're
and crisp.
Going
where there's
to
one person
do another roundup of
anyways,
K-pops. And
they
Gabe
debut in 2015.
This time.
With all
right. So this time around,
part
I'm
one of three of their school
that
trilogy.
Was released.
And it's a
Valentine's
big success
I think it was
in Korea
on Valentine's
because
Day
people really like
Stacey's latest
school uniform outfits,
single
simple, clean and pure girls concept. Very innocent fun. And they debuted with a song called Glass, which was excellent. So everyone should go back and listen to the debut song. They're known for their clear and crisp choreography. Good vocals, lots of classical sounds in the background, kind of
kind of anime-esque. Also just like just
really good. String. What was that?
The string.
The string. Like violin.
Yes. Debut with Glass
Teddy Bear
it's a huge
is
hit.
Kind of a
Augustus
feel good song
with
as I said released
second,
on February
14th. Their
first
comeback so their second release and that's really
the
good.
Music
also,
video is kind of
and then the next
cute,
year in 2016
with some,
come back
like,
with
Teddy
song
Bear
Rough,
type
which
outfits
which ends up being one of the most streamed
it
songs
was kind of giving
like
furry
period
but
and
that's
Rough
kind of
on
besides
the
point
charts, 15
and the lyrics I didn't
the
understand
shows.
What they meant
wow.
not talking about no blip here
so I looked
like
it up,
this song took
according
over Korea
to my
that
search
year.
The song
so
is about
I'd like to like as I was reflecting on
mistakes in life and how it's
career,
okay because it's our
actually
first time
thinking about
it,
making
and there's
a
no need to rush or
of
worry
G-Friend to what we're
so
seeing with New Jeans
it's a very
now.
Simple kind of like, cute
wow.
concept
they were
the
most streamed song of the
song.
Year we're talking
and
so this ain't no joke
had a few animated scenes
yeah.
in there
in 2015.
With, like a lot of pink and bright colors
so Rough hits 15 wins one of the most popular
yeah,
songs of
I
the
think
year.
It was a
that same year they come back over the summer with their hit
they
Navi
at number 56
16 wins
on the
so they amassed a total of 31 wins
sold
on the music shows in 2016
units of the single
so
album
they're
in the first
they're
week.
Like aespa new level
they also got 32
kind of
million
come out of
music,
nowhere
music video views
new
on
YouTube jeans, kind
and
of not
they
out
have
of nowhere,
three
but,
music
like,
show wins
huge
so
popularity.
So their sound yeah. must have been like really fresh for their for that
I have
time,
a question,
but...
Gabe.
So yeah, I think it was really fresh. And
you said
like,
that the song was a little bit about
there
oh,
was
like,
a need for that
about...
type of sound.
Was it like
there were
you're living your life for the first time,
it,
so don't worry
I
about
would, like, consider them
or don't worry about it. Kind of thing.
Yeah, something I
love.
So then, where does the
Teddy
Bear come in?
Role models, but I think.
Yeah, you know, I really don't know, honestly.
Or it's just,
like,
that's
not
the,
necessarily
the graphic
like
that they were going
pop,
with, too. It's kind of like a...
Like a...
It's a cute
like
teddy bear,
like
but
a,
it's also a
like
little
a
bit edgy.
Like a clean sound. Like, refreshing.
Yeah. And it's the album cover, too.
Like a fairy.
Like, you have
sure.
the, like,
yeah.
dark, like, royal purple
so
with
2016,
black color scheme.
What would
on
be
on
probably
the
their most
art?
Successful year.
Yeah, the way I
they
saw it, it was kind of like they were using the teddy bear imagery to kind of signal like
2018, 2019,
if you're
win
like,
best
you know, you're
group
doing stuff.
End of year award
I feel like
so,
the music
you know,
video kind of communicated it where it's like,
and this is, you know,
they were
the
in an environment that was like
really,
supposedly
really
to be
talented.
Serious. So like there's a
mm-hmm.
scene where they're all in
and
like
I will
a library
say
or something.
That
and
in
then
the summer
one of the girls gets up and like starts dancing.
2019 and you know this is
song.
After
and then there was another
albums,
one where they're on like the school bus
hits,
and the same thing happens.
Even full
so it's kind of, I feel like the teddy bear image was kind of a
for girl groups
proxy
to
for like not taking things too seriously
in the summer of
whatever the situation may be.
Source music, which was
so it's I don't know that's my interpretation. I thought it was a little bit difficult to kind of understand everything. To be quite honest,
not everything
but
is supposed to be like fully Dash. Comprehensible and fully
yeah.
like
so.
Everything has a meaning, kind of thing.
They
yes.
get acquired by Hive, and it's a pretty
yeah.
big deal.
Like,
and
it's okay
like,
to just have a song about a teddy
Hive
bear, or with a song with
kind
a teddy bear.
It's not even a song.
I mean, a song with a teddy bear symbol attached to it.
Source Music, who also
not
has
really any.
Oh, it was Source Music. Then it was.
Okay.
It was also.
I think
Pledis.
Part of it also
they
was they released
Nico's
it on February 14th,
too,
which is Valentine's
so
Day.
They're just collecting
and so,
all of
like,
these. Like,
I don't know how much that factored into
here.
It.
Yeah.
Maybe they intended to release just like a
their
fun
first
Valentine's
comeback
Day
after
song
the acquisition
about, like, a teddy bear.
Was
and then
early 2022.
It turned into, and they like had to find meaning after the fact.
Labyrinth,
so that might have been what happened. I'm
title,
not totally sure.
Crossroads.
After they released it,
early 2020, right?
Yeah, early.
Or like after they kind of conceived of the concept of the teddy
then
bear.
Then in the
yeah.
summer, July 2020.
Yeah.
They
like,
released
maybe they like put, made the song,
song
planned everything out, and then they're like, okay, we need to assign
Apple.
Some type of deeper
and
meaning.
This was,
and so they just
like as newish.
Because the chorus is literally
band,
just
I,
they say teddy bear and they're like,
ooh,
like that's it. They just say teddy bear throughout the whole chorus.
I didn't know G-Friend as like the sweet angels that they were.
I liked
yeah.
it a lot.
I knew G-Friend as
like you just never find them,
you know, and you just listen to
oh,
the music.
God. Oh God.
Yeah, and I liked it
for sure.
Because
yes.
around that time,
which
there
is exactly
like,
what I'm doing.
A lot
because,
of groups were transitioning out of
Mm-hmm. Like, so when I'm listening to it, I'm saying,
just kind of dancing, like,
hey, yeah, girl crush.
It's fine. It's like, what's the big deal?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, this was the year that it's CD.
And it's great. It's great. So,
it was,
the choreo was super simple, and, super cute.
Yeah, right
or,
after,
I don't know about cute, but it was super
right
simple and like I feel like it's a good
November,
choreo for
so
like TikTok challenges
they,
because
yeah,
there's a lot of like
third studio
duo
album
kind of choreo pieces
Walpurgis
where you have to like
Night,
dance with other people and like
with the
yeah,
title
yeah,
Mago.
And it's like that could be fun Mago, for collabs Mago, and stuff.
I still really remember like the choreo for that. I like that song a lot.
Patty Cake.
A bop.
I really liked it too.
Yeah, a bop.
Mago was a.
I think the point move
yeah,
was literally
so they were
like
working hard under Hive.
It's like
and
this,
then
like,
come the spring,
yeah,
May 2021,
yeah,
all six
yeah,
of the members
they were like
the
making
the ears
yeah,
by the head.
I remember this being
with their
such
hand,
a big deal because like
reaching
they all released letters,
yeah,
handwritten
it's cute,
letters.
I think they were really
to the
going
fans
to
after the announcement,
well, good,
and they all seemed so.
They
sad,
were like they really,
you know,
really
and then shortly after,
like the girls had teddy
like
bear heads
some
on,
in June,
there
some
were
in July,
in the background,
some
there
in August, months after their disbandment,
outfits,
the girls announced that they were joining
yeah,
new companies as soloists. And then some of them, Eunha,
after Stacy released this,
Eunha, Seungbi, and Eunji,
I had just gone back at, to
announced
look at Stacy's
that they're
going to
be the group
and they have
so
bangers,
by the end of 2021,
like they,
all
last,
members
last year,
were
they did
at new
Run
companies,
to You and they did Beautiful
and
Monster,
it was just so obvious that like
yeah,
they
two of my
didn't
want to
be
of,
at
2022.
Source Music Hype anymore.
So,
like there
unknowingly,
was
I love how you say that.
Because it's not like we talk about them all the
they
time,
were probably
but I
unhappy
listened to
with
those
like
two songs so many times.
Yeah. Or their contracts
yeah,
or what have
so
you.
So for me, it was like, okay.
Because I remember when we were doing our probably our initial episode on this,
continue
that
on
we weren't sure
trajectory
at
yeah,
that time.
It's interesting you brought up their previous releases, because when I first listened to Teddy Bear, I was like, this is very different from everything they've done before. Like, everything being in pink and like bright colors was kind of
to retire from the industry.
Like if you remember So Bad,
they were just
their debut, and then pretty much every song that came after that, it was never like a super bright and like colorful color palette
so
they had.
I have a little
so this was definitely a departure.
Where are they now?
Yeah, it
we know
like
that
they
those
went
three
one
girls
standard
are
deviation
under
closer to Aegyo
BBs,
this time,
which
was an interesting
later
choice.
But the other members,
yeah,
Sohwan, who was their leader
like,
in visual, she
Aegyo,
is
not,
under
and then Beautiful Monster definitely wasn't.
OUI Entertainment,
interesting,
as an actress.
Yeah, I think the
and
concept
she hasn't
works
debuted
for them though.
In acting
they're,
yet,
they're still very young.
Yeah, it still works.
That's mm-hmm, incoming.
Yeah,
Yeerin, who was
Gabe, what did you think of Poppy
dancer, whatever. She is
oh,
under
Pop. I really like Poppy, actually. That was, I was debating between recommending that or
which,
Teddy Bear.
Based upon
and
YouTube
I decided
views,
to do Teddy Bear just
seems
because
to have underperformed because she only had like
Poppy
1.5 million.
It was
a
the
Japanese
pre-
release originally.
Yeah, the, pre-release, yeah,
the most successful,
yeah,
I would say, out of all
but
of the
Poppy
soloists.
Poppy was also really good. And I think, you know, there's I don't
Yuju,
necessarily think Teddy Bear is like their
vocalist,
previous releases in terms of sound, but it still seems to be very
company.
Like you can still tell
and
it's a Stacy song.
She had like a complete concept change. She now
like, I don't know
is
how to explain
like a
really,
K-R&B
but,
artist, and if you look at
it
her,
it still has
it,
that
on YouTube,
same
at least
sound
her titles,
to it. I don't know if it's
in
the
like
intro where they say 9, like Stacy Girls
or 9 million,
the rapper in the middle,
7 million, like
but it's still like a very like it's a quintessentially
in comparison to the other girl.
That makes sense.
You know,
and
like,
as a soloist,
right. So she has more of a deeper sounding voice, and
okay,
it seems like
so,
the like KRMB
Gabe,
style.
I'll go ahead
works for
and
her
go next.
Ooh,
my recommendation
that
this
yeah,
time
so she's doing pretty well.
Is going to be Keys,
so the three ladies that we're gonna
Killer
mainly talk about. They are now part of and. Which brings together concepts of clear intent
so this song coming comes out
of
his
artists who always proudly
Shiny
express
Keys
their own colors to
second
the world. like
repackage album that he released last year. So last year he released Gasoline as part of his second full
album. It says, in addition to the Korean pronunciation,
on February 13th, so actually around the same time that Stacey came out with their comeback,
it refers
he came back with his second repackage with Killer. There's other songs on the album as well.
So B, and then Sin B.
But in terms of Killer,
and then
it is
Umji. Her
what
name
I
is
see
Hwang
as
Eun-bi.
An 80s inspired
wait, what am I saying?
Kind of
synth. It's Eunha's real name is Jung Eun B.
Release
B,
and then Sin B.
Also
B,
had a lot of electronic and then, beats kind of in the background,
G.
which
so,
I really, really like.
Wonderful.
Wonderful, sorry.
Video and also
so
the
they
album.
Debuted as a group October 2021. And they are signed with
BTM
Entertainment.
Integrated with it.
Their
and when I first saw that, I was like, I
was
really
February
never expected
2022.
To do
and
like a motorcycle,
the EP was
car, fire... concept.
So yeah,
this
they
is not really what I think of him, but I feel like he really made it work for him because
okay.
he incorporated
great.
A lot of
they, do we
car,
know what other groups are under BPM Entertainment
of like glam glitter
I did not look
it
up but I will look
yes. which is quintessentially
I remember,
key.
I
so
it was like a smaller company but there were like notable names there
mixture
they have
of concept.
So you
what I also really
remember, right?
Sistar, like
Sistar,
about Key, just like in general,
and they have
is that I just really feel like he could do it all.
Right?
And
who was former
like
produce?
The vocals
yeah.
are like
yeah.
solid.
And then they have
10 out of 10. The dance is 10
okay,
out of 10.
Okay, yeah, these are big names.
Right.
And then
the
they have
Bio. Are 10 out of 10. Like, he can really do it all. This song was also like a bop.
Ren,
I would categorize it as a bop.
Yeah, so it's definitely not
really
like
consumable,
a
really easy
know,
on
like
the ear, really
company,
catchy.
But it's like a,
I was reading a lot about
Ren
I was
respectable
reading,
company.
Just
of
some
newest.
Of the online reactions to
oh,
it.
Oh, newest. Okay, okay.
And
oh.
Yes. They felt
okay.
like,
that
or and I agreed
high.
With this, that this would
so
have been a really good follow up to Bad Love.
There's lots of bodies.
One of his also
Lee Moo Jin is like a huge artist right now. Yeah, and Soyu is like, Soyu is big too.
It's interesting that it followed up Gasoline.
No, definitely not.
But
yeah,
people were saying that this was a good companion to Bad Love.
Okay,
Gabe, so
what happens from there
also,
with our precious group here?
Also very key.
So VV's after Bop Bop, which was their debut.
But yeah, I really enjoyed
after winning on M Countdown,
the release.
That technically
my favorite
qualified
part about
them
the choreo
for Queendom 2
was...
Oh, that was that's a prerequisite? I didn't know that.
You had to have won one, right, Gabe?
Yes.
You have to win a music show
so cool, even though
to
I
make it to Queendom 2.
Spiders,
and I think they
yeah.
prefer that you win M Countdown.
Frankly.
Yeah,
of course
it's
they
impactful.
Do.
It's such
yeah.
a simple
I literally
move, but it's
thought
like,
that they
there's like so much going on. He actually does it for quite a while. I think it's just
you
like,
know?
I mean,
and he like
I think they kind
the
of, I think how it works
like
is they kind
strong,
of picked people
like,
and then
visual,
they like made
the
criteria
of,
based
no,
on
I really
the
like that part. I probably watched it on replay. Like, two or three
making
times.
The rules
that
afterward.
Is...
So that was really great. That's my favorite part
yeah.
of the choreo.
Was,
but I think
was this
everybody
album, was it a repackage?
Yeah, it's a repackage.
Had
okay.
At least
okay.
one M Countdown.
Yeah. So there's
win,
only
except maybe
it's this
Girl.
Song, and then there's like two
I'm
other
not,
new
don't
songs
quote me
on,
that, on
the
but
album that came
anyways,
off of.
Well, that was after Roland,
the second full-length, which was Gasoline.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so Gasoline was more of like an
they
anthem,
come on
to
Queendom, and
and
if you want to learn
more
about
like a,
all of the Queendom episodes,
a really, really
our
solid
thoughts
pop hit.
On each one specifically, and all the different
hit,
stages that happened,
I thought
right. you
did really
check
well.
Back at our previous episode where we covered that.
Very
80s.
Yeah,
I'll link them in the description.
Great, yeah.
In terms of
I'll
the
spare
lyrics,
you kind of all of that background
it's largely
information and just
like a
fast forward to the end of Queendom
reflection
where they
about not
third
being able to forget someone after like
the
a
final
difficult
standing.
Breakup
and the way
head,
the final standing works it was mostly
true.
A popularity
I guess
contest.
In my interpretation he is like
and so WJSN and Luna were at the top two
at least that's what I project
kind of
because
that's fan base that came
he's like
out
a savage.
Really
right
voted
so,
for them
yeah.
in the last round
he's not
going to
be
but there also
room.
Still was like a performance
like,
aspect
the
of
one
it too
that's
so
the shots
during
stuff.
Queendom
yeah
just so, kind of summarize
like
our thoughts
this
from the previous episodes
the really fit well
they
to,
VV's did a combination of sort
me.
Of like G-Friend type stages
yeah
where they would have a similar concept or
thoughts?
Do like
you all
the
think
same
the
songs they performed like years before as G-Friend except in a three-member group under Viviz.
With the album and,
and then they had a few other stages where they kind of went for like a more,
I'd
say hard or like
it's interesting
aggressive concept
does, like,
than what we were used to in the G-Friend era. So
when we know
they were kind of on this like
two-track
path. They were trying to do what
like
they did before
now.
As G-Friend,
yeah, like his,
but they were also
his,
kind of trying
show,
to forge
like, TV show,
kind of
variety
a new concept.
Show personality is like very
in
lively,
Viviz.
You know, right. Not
and
very
so
intense.
And it was a little bit all over the place.
Hard-hitting. As his
and
his
to my mind, I think it was.
But ultimately,
you know,
like his
made sense because they're still trying to figure out what they're trying to do and everything. But
you
it just
never know that
he
was like a variety king now
with the viewers
yeah.
for us.
For real, yeah. I
for
think
real.
Their confusion was transferred
like
to the viewers.
So the song
you know?
Was giving me.
Yeah.
If I maybe I don't know.
Okay,
this,
so you know a third place,
thriller,
a third place finish, right?
But.
Yeah, yeah, they finished third place. Pretty far behind the first two.
It kind of reminded me of, like,
yeah.
Michael Jackson.
So after Queendom, they came back in the following summer.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This was summer 2022,
I believe. And
then
also, because it's 80s, like,
with
also kind of that...
their
same
mini album called Summer Vibe.
Now that you say that,
and
I see
the title track was Love Aid.
It follows along the same sound.
This first comeback
like
was a complete departure from Bop Bop, their debut song, which was interesting because,
it.
You know, I feel like when you're trying to establish a new concept, you kind of want to take it and, like, run with
just,
it and, like, stay consistent at least
I mean,
for the next release.
K-pop world,
but
yeah. essentially.
They kind of did a 180.
Yes. That's that.
The concept
yeah.
change didn't really right. land with people.
Okay,
the YouTube
so we're
views are still under 5 million to this day.
Wow.
Yes. Okay. So
and the
my,
digitals performed
my
like really
wreck
poorly.
Is not,
they didn't
it's kind of an old
the
wreck.
Top 150 in
but not too
charts.
Old.
Wow.
This did release
so their
a
Queendom
time
win
ago.
Did it.
And it is from
all.
This group that, believe
yeah,
it or
their
not,
time on Queendom,
been
I think
together for 20
did not,
years.
I don't think it helped.
So
I don't think it helped them, but I also
yeah,
don't think it really
kind
hurt
of like
them.
The celebration
I just think it
of that
yeah.
kind
had no
a little
real
bit,
effect
eh?
That we could
we'll
measure.
Go into it. But my
yeah.
rec is going to be
and
Catch,
so they sold about 79,000 albums in the month of July of their comeback.
Thank you very much.
So it was like fairly successful. And then fast forward to early 2023. Currently, they just had a comeback 2 weeks ago with their song Pull Up off of their latest EP titled Various. And again, surprise, or maybe not a surprise, they did another 180 with the concept. It was like kind of a punchy Michael Jackson, like girl crush type concept that they were going for. And the YouTube views right now are about 6 million. And in
the
first the
song
week of
is also
album sales,
going with the
they
80s
almost matched
vibe. It is also very disco influenced. The whole album
the
altogether
comeback.
Has a very
so,
like lo-fi.
It's still TBD if this is going
to
be more
like
more
slow
successful.
Feeling to it, you know? So it's not
I mean,
per se a bop.
They're
and
making
essentially,
progress
I was
and kind
reading
of moving
over
up
their,
and, you know,
article
getting a little
Billboard.
Bit more recognition.
And so, essentially,
I'm
what the song
sure
is supposed to be is like
really
a fuck you,
still,
Alan
though.
Anthem. And so, Tablo was saying that there's kind of a duality to the song because, on one end, it's saying, like,
so,
no matter
okay,
what
did,
you do, you can't
what did
catch
think
up
about
to me. Like, pretty much, like, I'm doing so much better. Like, I'm pretty much superior, and you can't reach my status. But then
video.
It's also that duality
that
of I
want to
be the one to catch you when you fall or anything
it's
like
that. It's very obvious.
And so
that
that's
still
why
a
they brought in
Hwasa
because they wanted to make it,
so,
it this type of song.
I didn't know
and the way
about
I took
concept,
it as is
like
that it's a fuck you song, but it's
before,
elegant.
Before
you know, it's not
yeah.
a very
yeah,
straight
so,
up. Exactly.
I mean, like,
so then going into the album
Bop
itself, Strawberry, in the article they kind of do say that
colorful.
Strawberry was
you know,
chosen as
like
the motif
living
because
their vivid
it's sweet and fresh,
the
and that's kind of what
is,
they wanted their this album to represent,
like,
especially
I,
going into their 20th year as a group.
What,
and then he starts
Vivian?
Going into more
I'd
about
like,
but if you smash a strawberry, it's
like
very fragile, but it'll leave a stain behind on your table.
I don't even know
don't
what
know,
I would say.
Just,
like
he was very
low in his meaning.
I know his freaking what is it? His PhD
I'm
in
kind
English
of on the same page with you. Like
whatever.
I don't. no one. Like,
but yeah, they don't have like their own concept and ownership. Strawberry of it representing yet. This Twitter.
They've done kind of a little bit too
and
much.
So apparently, Epic High is here. Is
but at the same time, they're also not. Like this latest comeback was not kind of on track with like what's popular right now, and so that also didn't make sense to me. Like if you're gonna change your concept, like I feel like most people change it to something that is.
But then Coachella came around, and I guess they were just inspired by being on the road.
Like when they did Mago, it seemed like they were going with the disco.
And so
yeah, and that was kind of a really popular. They wouldn't necessarily call this album. If you remember back to Mago that year, there was a lot of people doing that kind of like disco retro concept.
The album itself only has 5 songs.
Same thing with Apple. Like,
and so that's
kind of
when it first came out.
That's a Blackpink album.
When,
and that year
when it
too,
first came
it
out, I listened to it in the car because I was so excited.
Was
and then I
like
I looped back to this
like,
first song after like maybe
to that
half an
more
hour,
mature, dark
45
concept.
Minutes, and I was kind of
right.
like, "That's a
but
that was
here,
it. Like, that's a really
like,
short album."
Since it's all over the place.
So
like,
it was really
well,
cool
what,
to see how they kind of didn't mean this to be an album. They wanted it. They just had like musical inspiration that they just needed to get out. So it was really cool, and it's still, I like
it.
Every song on it. Tableau has a really good, oh my gosh, I lost it right now.
I guess,
now.
Like, I don't know what to expect either.
He has a very
play.
Good rap into
my,
it, where it's
like,
kind of like a monologue,
like
a rap monologue in it,
that, wants
that
it to be
is very,
music?
Very Tableau.
Or should this be, like, a whole new group?
So, yeah.
Oh, really?
I just don't know.
Lots of
so
symbolism.
My initial thoughts were
deep
meaning, oh it's so dark
bringing COVID into the situation bring,
it's
just
not
it's
what
just
I'm
really
used to
cool.
seeing from them
so
yeah
big fan of this album
so it's hard
EP
for me.
It's an EP
I'm a sad G Friend fan
yeah
when I first
yeah
about
it
the
seems
album,
like you're looking
I
at
saw...
it from a G Friend lens
I think
that
Tableau's
that really wants to support VVs in their new endeavors because it's really clear
they
that
were
Cindy,
only going to promote
UMG,
this album
and Eunha
memes,
really want to continue on with this.
Right. Yes. And so they have like
what's
the
weird
that
is like,
are like
for example YouTube
like,
who's under Kong Daniel's label.
The
I
album artwork. And
actually
car,
had listened to her
George,
new stuff not knowing that it was
and
former G Friend girl singing it.
I think it was Tableau.
And I like it.
The caption was like
so
get it, loser,
when I was looking her up
it.
For the episode, everything that she's released under Connect
yeah.
has
which
been
now makes sense that you say
like
that they're like this
KRMB
formal project of theirs.
So
there
it's easier
like a,
for me
like
to
traditional
to like consume that because I know what to expect.
No.
They're literally making memes
that
and just
I can
tweeting them or like posting them or whatever.
But it's, I think I'm
like
also
a
I'm not a jaded.
Like I feel like they don't really need to
G Friend fan, but
like,
I just
like
know that.
Do much
because
of traditional
inside
like,
the
yeah they
girls
don't normally do the traditional
promos.
Everyone knows when they.
I also
they
am confused.
Do it, like American style.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if they didn't have their Queendom performance,
yeah,
like
yeah,
if they didn't
out.
Perform like or participate in Queendom at all,
so
I wouldn't have had this perception.
Wow, I can't believe they're.
So I think I would have been like okay with their.
Right, that's what when I read that I was like.
But I would have
but
been
it
like,
also
okay,
makes
like
sense,
maybe just
been
trying
together
stuff
for
20 new.
Years.
But I
that's
know
really
now because
career.
Of Queendom
I know,
that they're
like,
confused. You know?
The last album came out, there was no.
I will say with Yuju,
no, like, heads up.
The
like,
releases
so,
that she
you know,
has had.
There kind of was.
Been,
so
like,
I kind of. I also read
it
in the article because I also
vein,
didn't interpret it
and I feel
as
the
last
like that's
album.
The way, like,
so
if you
know
are
how Epic High is
breaking
here,
off from
is part one and part
that
two.
Popularity and
apparently,
starting kind of all over,
the very last
you have to
song
approach
of part
it
two is Champagne.
In the sense of,
and
okay,
so that
I'm
was
starting
supposed
as like
to tie
a new
into
artist,
the very
not that
first
you're continuing
song
as like
one.
An established artist,
Champagne
right?
was
like,
their like
when like for example,
out.
All the girl groups that debuted this past year, they pretty much had
yeah.
one concept or one kind
yeah,
of
I know.
Sound
oh, here we go,
they
here
stuck
we go.
To the whole time. Right.
Quotes. So
the
we actually
did well,
decide
like,
internally
Ive
that Epic High is here would sort of be the last
vein.
Album.
La Seraphim,
Epic High is
they
here
kind of
part two ends with Champagne,
New
which
Jeans
is sort of going
like
back to the very first song of our.
Of
oh no, sorry,
releases.
My bad.
So
of
like,
our first album, Go
group,
on Map
of
the Human Soul. It's like
you
the curtain
have to
call.
Establish
we were like, we've made so many albums, and
want,
I don't think there's anything
remember.
We can really say. So let's continue to be
yeah,
Epic High and perform. 16, but I'm not sure if we should ever make an album again. It was like a collective decision.
I don't know what we're gonna do. That was very interesting. I really want to support them.
Yeah,
but I also think that they're. I think they're being left behind also by the current generation of K-pop listeners.
Yeah.
It's really hard to stand the test of time, I think. And
exactly. I think they still want a tour.
I don't know why like this is coming to mind, but like I think of like a new K-pop girl group fan, like, I don't know, maybe someone like Sammy. Yeah. Right?
I really
Sammy
like
doesn't take any interest in someone like Vivi.
Which
yeah.
is not even a song. Like, it's
right, but
like
she knows
the interlude to
new
the
jeans.
EP, and majority of the song is just an
right,
instrumental
so,
on piano.
Like, they haven't
yeah.
done anything,
but
like, terribly
it's
new
really
to
nice
capture any new fans.
Because the instrumental
also.
Is, like, soul
So I think that's what makes
vibes.
It difficult.
Yeah, I was just gonna, it's like, soothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just like, imagine just looking out on the sunny day.
And I don't know where they even
the
go from here.
Right in the cafe,
like,
your latte,
I don't think that it's sustainable for an almost 10-year old idol to continue to come back 2-3 times a year.
Sipping your iced
Americano.
What direction would you
yes.
like them to go? Or what?
That's exactly
what direction
it.
Do you think?
Tangent. I ordered my first
they could
iced
go,
Americano
that
at
would
a. It was
allow
a Korean church, but I felt very in. I felt
valid.
Accepted.
No, I'm just kidding.
Valid. That's
yeah,
interesting.
Like
I mean, I think
I did actually. They do a very good job at it.
I'm not saying that they need to go back to the GFriend concept, but I think that there is actually
okay,
a big
in mind,
void in the sound that they had.
Okay.
Like
so,
I feel like no one's doing
in honor
that
of
now.
My sweet husband.
Like it hasn't been
one out of three EXO husbands
go
yes,
back to their.
That's true.
Roots.
In honor of
but
him discharging from the military on February,
like a modern version of their old side.
Maybe like a modern version
album, and the title
of their old
sound.
Yeah.
Cry for love. Yeah, their sound is like kind of.
Kind of a little bit all over, yeah, a little bit all over the place. Also, so I really don't know if honestly, like, continuing if I'm just being like completely honest. And I say this as someone that has been trying to spread the GFriend word for years.
So this song, Cry for Love,
like, because I really believe
in
these six girls.
2021.
And
the album that
here's the story that I was
going to
tell. And this was like kind of in and around where Gabe
Bambi,
and I started
and
to realize that we both
B-side.
Like. Liked K-pop and we're talking
part.
About it with one another.
So this
and
is
I was like,
like
Gabe, you gotta watch this video.
And he didn't
and
really
I remember
promote this. It's
it was like
just
raining
like
outside,
an
and I had just shown him.
I
just like put on like an
I
Eyes One
song
or whatever, like a Produce 48
it's
song.
It's been on.
Mm-hmm.
The
he's like, oh, I don't know about that.
RNG
and then, and then
it,
I was like, oh, but you gotta watch this video. It's so funny. Slash
like
really sad. And I played him like a video of how GFriend like basically
but
got so much also so much
on,
popularity
like,
was when they literally started
your kitchen and just
they were
like
performing out and it was also raining
sweet.
That day
yes.
and here's
yeah.
like
yes.
GFriend member
yes.
slipping in the rain like one
yes.
by one
so
by one and
so
on's like
song,
wrangling
Cry
them
for
like really holding them
about
from their waist like to make sure that they don't fall. Right.
In the
and,
chorus, I'll just read the English
I was like, dang,
translation.
And they've come so far from that.
It
so
says,
I just feel like the situation, you know, sometimes you're not dealt with a good hand,
love.
Right?
I've
and I think that that's what really
easily.
Happened here.
Lingering days and nights past.
I will blame the institution.
I
think that, like, if HYBE was ready to invest in their girl groups, they should have invested more into Source Music's girl group. They should have let them stick, give them a little bit of more say into what they wanted to do.
His tears don't ever dry.
I wonder if HYBE.
He's nonstop crying about this love.
I probably dropped them because they were going to debut
Le
Sserafim
and it's just so
means.
Powerful.
Yeah, like maybe
you know,
they made such
really
high
feel
demand
the emotion
mm-hmm. of them because they did do a year
and
test. You know, they had three
the
comebacks
song.
That
and
year.
They did.
That
was a long
like,
test,
I know
actually.
It was a long test. And they, I would
that
say that they all resonated with at least me.
The bridge
yeah,
and after the second chorus. and I have it queued. Maybe here for they. You I just need you. Please spare me 20 seconds of your life so you they, can listen or maybe to they him.
Somehow sing knew the that there was no potential go. There. I don't know.
I don't know. Like, when all this acquisition stuff was happening, GFriend was a 6-7 year old group. Like, at that point, you give them senior status, almost. Right? So,
fucking they should amazing be Rich. Given he's amazing. That there has been before. He's a beautiful singer.
And I can't imagine.
Tell me more, Ashley. Tell me more. Keep going.
Soft
unho. I don't, like. You don't give you me this, I'm leaving. If you are not like, a converted
you know, she's not going to be rude about it.
Yeah. Sing that run,
but she'll maybe be like, I think we should get a little bit more. Because like, that's what I imagine.
Yeah.
I just can't believe
like, these girls are like the kindest, like, what like, I see as some of the
people that left for the military in 2021. So, it's now 2023. Like, they're done and they're ready to come back.
I mean, there was a while at High where GFriend was the only girl group in the entire, like,
right after hopping off the bus stuff. From the military, hopping off the bus. Yeah. Straight
I remember
through
that
the
when
company
they left GFriend, this was like live when our friendship started to
and
not
in that
live,
he announced because that he was working on an album and a concert.
Hybe just so
you better come to LA too. That's all I'm saying.
Of company,
so this live happened after he was discharged, beginning of February, and then.
Like, they were, obviously, you
I won't go into, like, the SM profit, Hybe drama, but in the series of videos that SM released,
like, they just, it didn't seem like they
released their SM 3.0 artist
potential in that,
which details like all of the artists
right.
that are going,
even
that
though
they have planned
they
to come out with albums
it's massive.
This year.
Next to BTS.
Massive. And tours. So, I'm not gonna go into everyone. I'll just talk about Baekhyun.
Like, GFriend was more popular than BTS in 2015
schedule.
And 2016.
So, he has an EXO studio album, his own mini album, his own world tour.
So, I don't know where they go from
world.
Here.
And world tour! Dang. And an
I don't really
EXO
have a
fan meeting.
On this.
What was interesting about.
Nor
this
do I. I would be happy.
Slide
in my ideal
is
world.
That
there they
wasn't
figure out their concept and they come
Super
back
M
like
come
they
back?
Just
that's fine.
Kill
even
it.
Though
but
I know which is
I
fine
just
like
don't
I'm,
see
I'm,
that
I'm,
happening
I'm,
that's fine
like I see YouTube
we'll
killing
take
it
EXO
so I know
over.
In a world tour
maybe
you know
yeah.
like K-R&B
I don't need a Super M
like,
album
staple,
anymore
maybe
all of my
like,
players
maybe.
Are here they could go back to my respective groups
maybe right
but yeah, it's just interesting that they didn't put that in the 3.0
I think someone could make
it
as a career as a
at
model, maybe. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
She hasn't done it.
You don't have to
don't
sing
know.
And
we'll
dance.
See what happens.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot in flux.
Like, someone was
so,
the,
well,
like, she was
knows,
the leader and she was...
Schedule happens.
Was she the visual? I mean, maybe?
Yeah,
she
was
like,
the visual.
Tallest one.
Yeah,
she's the Baekhyun World Tour. I mean, pretty. I'm there.
A Baekhyun World Tour.
So there's, like, so many other things that these girls can do also other
I
than,
I think
like,
that this album...
I don't know, could be a, okay, let me just. I
she's like a dancer.
On,
I think she could
oh,
be
a K-pop
personality.
World without Baekhyun was actually
like if
like,
she went and
his presence
did.
Is very
what if she did MC of I Live
yeah.
Alone? One because
yeah.
he's just a goofball. And
because I remember her on Queendom and her
like,
staff.
She was funny.
Like,
there's really no
awesome.
One like. There are funny people, but there's.
But
no
like,
one, like,
think
Baekhyun
about it. Being MC of some variety show, like a popular variety
his
show.
Talent is
like not going to discount
very
it.
Very
noticeable.
Yes,
that's
yes.
a big step down from 31 wins
a,
in
1 year.
That
is as
yes.
in 1 year.
Yeah,
that's true. To this
maybe
level,
maybe she could run a dance studio.
Vocal
Stop.
Capacity. She has it in her. I think you know. Quite frankly, I would put her up there with some of the best dancers
compared
in
to
her industry, like Silky, Taemin,
Bambi,
Bumby,
mm-hmm. Jimin, J-Hope.
Yeah, loved. I mean, I'm sure there is like.
I feel like maybe
like
it's worth exploring collaboration.
There was for sure, but this was a very noticeable one.
I don't know,
yeah.
like.
He
they
has
need to get more visibility.
Such a talent
because
like,
their
as
music
far as
isn't
his
doing
range,
it
like I feel like that currently. Can't be replicated.
Maybe an MC on a
right.
music show. I mean, they're yeah. not that.
It's too
and
late
he's
for
in
that.
The vein of, like,
yeah. That was
pop
that would be
R&B,
like post rough
which is not
like,
a very popular lane.
17, 18. when you're like at your pinnacle.
I know. Like, he's just fucking dominating that genre.
I mean, yeah, you got your little NCT children just like bowing down to this boy for the last like decade.
When we decided that we were going to do this review episode, I listened to some of their discography. Okay. I'm like, Dave, these are some of my favorite songs of all time. Quite frankly. Yes.
What I don't understand, though, is... Okay, so all the members Beckham were will sad wait for your, to leave, right? At least that's what it sounded like. But eagerly then, for the so new why ones. Did only three sign together
I wonder what to the form a group? Like, what, are people as hyped as we are? Like, I don't know.
It was there an opportunity for like all six to sign together and just, like, form a new group? Because like, I know that... Whoa. I don't know. Like, that's highlight.
Very, like, maybe in your heart.
That, don't quote me on maybe that. In your heart. It was a different company, but they all signed to that's new true. One.
Under a so that they name. Could all work together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, any other and, like, they're thoughts still, on they like, still are pretty popular
from what I understand. I'm just looking at the SM 3.0 thing, and it says that SM will debut NCT Tokyo. I didn't see this much
around the time when GFriend final expansion. Left Source, but so I guess this there officially are groups now is the that nail in the coffin of NCT and are still Hollywood. Able to perform.
Yes, yeah, actually, know, we were talking about that this morning.
You know, like, GOT7, Icon.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to NCT Hollywood just to see how and it plays out. And they still kind of like a Mama Moo train wreck.
Some of those girls left the company.
You can't look away. Still true. Perform together as Mamamoo.
But yeah, so, they did announce in this 3.0 video that it's the end of the NCT universe.
It's end of expansion.
In those cases with the like right. GOT7, and I think it's because the company explicitly allowed artists. Them to keep the so GOT7 name and branding stuff. But who have already I'm pretty sure that Hive was like no
Shohei.
It's gonna be a GFriend. Five member group.
Right, yeah, that's three of them, but then the two of them are already there.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So they're not new. Wait, so does this mean Sungchan and Shotaro are finally getting work?
Yeah, it's them two and then three other members. So that's five.
They've been getting a lot of work. Anyone else have any final thoughts? It's just in Tokyo. They're not doing promotions like, in Tokyo. Stuff.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, they're like they put them to work on like variety shows. You know, they have a variety
we're gonna
show
support
with the new
you
members.
Until you. So until you tell us to stop. It's quite frankly.
Well, just a brief aside on that. It's interesting because they did a lot of Japanese variety, and
it doesn't have to be the same exact thing as what they just did.
It's now reversed. It can be similar to Bop Bop because he doesn't know Japanese.
Yeah, Bop Bop was good.
Yeah, I know Bop Bop did well. I just want them to like figure it out and just stick with it.
Them closer together.
And the success will come because
that were dropped in the middle of nowhere. 2020, right?
Establish their concept and just keep chipping away, and eventually, you know, it works for most for some people.
Says the Dreamcatcher fan 6 years later.
It's true.
It is true.
In this same thing is
if they build it, they will come.
Ethan is referencing.
Yes. I mean, it happened with Dreamcatcher. It happened with ATEEZ. It happened with Stray Kids.
Because they just feel like, so much it's like
it's a proven thing
other,
that
you know?
If you're coming
and
from
and
a small
really,
company, that's the way
struggled.
To do it. Like, it's not going to work all the time, but I think that's your best shot. This might be the budding of a very close relationship.
Oh, all right. Well, I mean, if it already has
listeners
budded.
For tuning in to this.
Okay, well, what's an episode where none of us wrecked babies? NCT to end off on NCT? Thank you to our listeners for tuning in. We're on Instagram at Follow Us on Instagram if you have any.
Pod.
Please content
rate,
that you'd
review,
like
subscribe
for us
to
all discuss,
our major podcast
please let us know and email us idletalkpod@gmail.com. We also have our content directory, idletalkpod.ulu.ai, where you'll see previous episodes categorized, playlists, song recommendations,
and
concerts,
lastly, we
and K-drama reviews, and also
advertise
idletalkpod.ulu.ai. It can be found in our description of the episode here.
Playlists, song recommendations,
all right, until next time,
K-drama reviews,
I think we
have
another hot take hot talk coming up
in the description,
so please stay tuned for that and
several
until next
and,
time
yeah,
we will talk to you all
we'll
later
talk to you all next time
goodbye
bye
bye,
bye.